I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
You know, they say revenge is best served cold. How about some revenge served fried? There's a guy named Frederico Hill. He posted to Facebook about his trip to Indonesia. And he got some revenge on a woman that was insulting him from in line at this chicken restaurant. He's in line to get some fried chicken, and he overhears a woman behind him talking to her kids. And she tells the kids, "You can only eat one piece of chicken, or you're going to end up fat like that guy."
Uh-oh.
The guy heard that. He's standing in front of him. Frederico says, "Oh, yeah? I'll show you." So he bought up all the remaining fried chicken that the store had. It was only about $17, and he got 15 pieces of chicken, but he walked out with every last piece of chicken, and he heard the last thing he said he heard when he walked out was the cook telling the woman she'd have to wait about 30 minutes for the next batch to be ready.
Now you won't have to be fat like me. And then
with a couple kids in tow, that's no fun when they got to wait half an hour.
I'll tell you about some heavy metal thieves in Russia. They stole a chunk of bridge, like 56 tons of metal. A 75-foot section, picture that, they took off this bridge. I mean, the span that goes right over the water. They say it's about $9,000 worth of metal that these guys took. Now, the bridge was no longer in use, but still, I don't know what they were going to do with it, but I guess you still can't steal bridges, even if they aren't being used. It took the locals a few weeks to notice that the bridge had disappeared. Russia, it's just, you know what it is. It's scrap metal thieves. They're looking to recycle that. But the recycling place, when you bring in a 56 tons worth of 75-foot section of bridge, they might be a little suspicious, in Russia.
I want to melt this down. Yeah. What can you give me on this? Just, pennies on the dollar. And finally, out of Gwinnett County, Georgia, police busted an illegal gambling operation. There was a guy in there. His name is Boonlert Boonsawang, and he was running this illegal gambling operation, taking bets on any sporting event that was in season. And so cops, they knew something was up, and they've been staking out this location. And watching people go in and out, in and out. So if you're thinking, I'm going to run an illegal gambling operation, what would be a good front? I need a good front that, people can come in. It's not going to look suspicious. This guy's front was for a video rental store that carried VHS tapes. So the cops are parked outside of this deal, watching well-heeled guys go in and out of this place. And they said nobody ever came out with a DVD or a DVD or a VHS tape or anything. They said, we went in, went through the place. It looked to be that the place, most of the shows, the newest one we could find was a VHS tape from 2007.
Well, yeah. I've been making them since then.
And so nobody had been going in there and renting the videotapes, at least not the VHS ones. And so they knew something was up, and they watched a little longer, and they busted everybody doing the gambling thing then. I think one of the movies they had in there might fit. Ernest Goes to Jail, wasn't that one of them?
Can't believe it's news.